Maurice, first of all, how does it feel to be Barnsley chairman?
Well, I'm delighted and looking forward to the role very much. And let's see the new season's fixtures. I'm really looking forward to getting started.
Why get involved in football again now? Why is the time right for you?
Well, it's all about opportunity, isn't it? I've obviously did 28 years at Old Trafford. I've just had a year out. But the opportunity has cropped up to take on this Barnsley role. And I feel privileged to have that opportunity. And I'm looking forward to getting stuck into it.
You have, of course, been a long-time friend of Patrick Crine's. How did it go, the conversation, when he said, look, do you fancy this? And when was that conversation? When did that occur?
Well, I think the conversation's probably been going on over a period. And I think I've been and watched a few games and got the feel of the club and the stadium. And but we've got a new season coming up, and this is a good time to take it on if one's going to take on this role.
This should be like, you know, a duck taking to water for you. If you can handle a club like Manchester United, with no disrespect, you can handle a club like Barnsley, can't you?
Well, I hope so. But, you know, this is a very, very difficult league, the Championship. And you look at the results from last season. Peterborough go down on 54 points. It's so tight. Everybody was beating each other. And so, and I think that's one of the great things about this league. There's jeopardy. There's no predictability. So it's a great opportunity.
What's your brief then? What are you specifically coming in to do?
Well, I'm coming in as a non-executive chairman. And I think it's probably to see where we can utilise my experience in the game and some strategic thinking about where we should be going, and you know, generally to see what I can do and what I can bring to help to really get the club in a stronger position, make progress in the league, and also look at the issues with fans and how we can improve things.
Is a culture change needed?
Well, I think I need to, I think, get into the role. But we've got a very loyal fan base, and just looking at some of the things that appeared last night, it's obviously, as in all football clubs, people think very strongly and believe very strongly in their club. And I think what one needs to assess the situation. Some exciting games last season, some very, very good performance, and just see what we can do to get the thing moving well right from the beginning.
Where do you start?
Well, I think we've got to get our team organised for next season, and David Flitcroft and the board are going to be working hard on that to make sure that we put out the best team we can when the season starts. But I think there are a number of things to look at, and I perhaps don't want to perhaps talk about them on this interview, and this might be something that we can probably elaborate on a little bit as we go through the year.
Are you going to have a big input then in terms of player recruitment?
Well, I think I'm going to keep an eye on it and be very interested in it. And I think it may well be that some of my contacts will be useful for the team. Obviously, over the years with Manchester United, I've had a lot to do with player signings and contractual issues. And involvement not only with clubs but players, leagues, and obviously agents.
Where do you think Barnsley can go?
Well, I think Barnsley can do a lot of things, and I think that. But the important thing is to get things right for the fans, for the team, and stabilise that position in the Championship. A Championship which is a great league with a lot of very, very good teams in it. Let's just take it slowly. Let's see how we get on next season. Let's see if we can really make our mark on that league.
Because I'm guessing, although I've asked you about, you know, your input in player recruitment, and that's obviously what the fans are interested in, I imagine that your role is much more wide-reaching than that, isn't it? It's not just about players and what happens on a Saturday afternoon. It's everything else. besides?
Well, I think it's not micromanagement, because that's the executive job. I think it's just to in some ways it's perhaps just to get in there, also be able to stand back a little bit, but obviously to be involved, to listen, and to be there to help. That's really the key to this. But micromanagement isn't part of the role.
You sound like a very decent chap, very friendly chap. Is that your style, or is there a bit more to you than that?
Well, I hope I'm friendly.
Can you be ruthless, is what I'm saying. Are you a ruthless type of character when you get your hands dirty?
Am I ruthless? I'm not sure I am. I'd term myself ruthless, but I think if there are hard decisions to make, I think I can make hard decisions.
And how long do you see yourself in the role? Is it open-ended, or...? Is it more of a fixed term?
Well, I hope I'll last a season. I don't think anybody's sort of specified how long it will last. I think we want to see how it works out, and I'm providing proper value and advice and help, and that's what I intend to do.
You have a very busy diary. You are associated with so many different things in so many different areas.
Yeah.
How are you going to cram Barnsley into that very busy diary?
Well, you know, it, Barnsley will get the time and effort that it deserves and needs. A lot of things I do, they are my interests. I won't say they're hobbies, I work a 7-day week, and I'm very happy to do that. Working in different sports can be very helpful to each other. It's a lot of the skills and other matters are transferable, and I've noticed that particularly because I've moved into these other areas, particularly in the last few years.
Will there be other management changes?
I think we're going to be having a look at some things, and obviously we'll keep everybody closely in touch with that.
Whatever happens, though, do you need someone there day to day? Can you do that? Or
that wouldn't be my job at all.
No.
I'm not here to be a chief executive or a managing director. There is a significant role to be played there, and in that of that nature, and to deal with all the matters that crop up on a seasonally basis, but also on a daily basis. It's running a football club requires a lot of effort and attention.
Is part of your role to attract investment?
No, I don't think I've been asked to do that, no. I think we are where we are. Patrick is the owner, that's not my role.
And you say you've been to matches, you've sampled the atmosphere at the club. What have you made of that?
Well, I went to it was an away fixture, the last game of the season.
You picked a good one then.
I don't think I've been to a more exciting game for a long time. It wasn't just it was the whole sort of the way in which the fans dealt with it as well. I mean, I've never been to a game where the two sides at the end realised, well, Yorkshire's got to stay up.
Yeah.
A bit risky that last few minutes. But what an atmosphere that was.
And yeah.
I also saw the Hull game, which is the home game where Barnsley beat Hull. And been to one or two. I also saw the game where they lost 6-0. So I've seen
not so good
sides.
Yeah, absolutely. But certainly with the way that the team finished, there's got to be a lot of hope there, hasn't there, for next season?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you see is a determination and to win, to do your best for the club, and a willingness to put the effort in. And I think that we've got to maximise on that, and support David. And it's a particularly important time now over the next few weeks to get this side all ready and in good shape for the next season and all the games that have got to be played. I mean, last season Barnsley played a lot of matches. It was a very good cup run as well. But what was so important was keeping that position in this very competitive league.
Almost done, but there are certain players out of contract at the moment. I don't know whether this falls into your lap yet, because you're not theoretically in situ, are you?
No, we've got to go through all the paperwork stuff, which hopefully we'll get done next week.
Right, OK. So I guess that's a difficult question for you to answer, is it, about players who are currently mulling over their futures, or can you have any influence
even
now? Well,
I think I will be brought into the loop on this, and I will, and I have sort of seen some of the suggestions about what we're going to be doing. But clearly, the composition of the team and all those issues are ones that come within my purview with other members of the executive team.